What is going on, everybody? This is Raw Star of the Burbank Misfits, and of course, you're listening to the Misfit Effect. And of course, you have my co-host who's virtually on the other side of the city, CW.
Yeah.
And we have like,
hi.
And we have a multi-talented, a very multi-talented guest today.
Yes.
She sings. She dances. She models. She does it all. Miss Petra Blair. Tell everybody who you are. Like, and everybody out there who has the, you know, the slight misfortune of not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Hello. My name is Petra Blair. I, like you said, multi-talented, I guess. Jack of all trades, master of none. I do adult film, music, acting, like regular acting, not porn acting. Although they're kind of the same in a lot of ways. Yeah, lots of stuff. And here I am with my quarantine bae. This is my watermelon, and this is the only contact I've had for the past, how long is it now? Months? And
oh my God. I haven't really left my house in February.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is today's April 16th, y'all. So that's when we're recording this. So it's April 16th, yeah. And I haven't left the house like on except for like three times since then. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun my way. So, before when I was getting ready for this right now, I was listening to one of your songs when I was getting ready. It was Hustle.
Oh, you were listening to that. What'd you think?
I actually tweeted, like, I don't know if you saw my tweet. I tweeted out, like, I love that song.
Oh, thank you.
It's a really good song. And I know I was just doing it on Spotify, y'all. So yeah. Go to Spotify and check it out. But I know I enjoyed that song, and it's two songs after that where you're doing a lot of counting.
What?
Okay, go ahead. Talk.
Yeah, is that was it Segame? I can't say it.
Segame,
yeah. I like Sweet Thing. Wow. I like that.
Cool. I'm impressed that you listen to my music. I mean, I guess it makes sense because like we're on here. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I added it to my Spotify.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
I mean, like, I try to do a little research about somebody before I have them on, just like a little bit. I mean, like, I got at least like no more than their name. It's like, this is, I think her name is Petra. I know that.
Well, I'm impressed because this was pretty last minute. So definitely good job. The last podcast I was on, Matt Slayer, bless his heart, I love him, but he didn't know that I even made music. So, and like, no fault, we still had fun, but like, yeah. So,
well, when I met her at karaoke, she was with Mr. Adore, and you told me then you did music. So,
right, that was like the infancy of our relationship with one another. Yeah, that was.
Well, I mean, it was I met you that night, and because Bobby was saying yes. This is Petra.
Yeah.
Introduction.
Hi, Bobby. Shout out if you're watching this.
Yeah, Bobby had to do our podcast twice.
Twice.
Oh, he did twice? No way.
Well, because we actually did it one with him, and then we had the issue with one of our mics not working at all.
Yeah.
And it got none of his audio. The entire time, you heard it in the background, and it was like, well, and it was actually just one of our cores that was really just messed up, and we had to redo the whole thing. I think the second one was better anyway, so
yeah.
You know, but yeah. So what? How long have you been in the industry and stuff like that? Like, tell the world, you know. About what makes Petra
the beginning.
The beginning. Well, once
tell us the beginning.
Many years ago, I was born. 7, which no one believes because I look really young and act really young. What is that? Is that Peeps?
It's Peeps.
Ugh. Gross.
That's all I was eating before I came on.
They're cute.
Nasty.
So yeah, 27, from Pittsburgh. My dad is Peruvian, so I spent a lot of my childhood in South America too, kind of like splitsies. Mm. And yeah, I moved to LA a few years ago. I've been stripping for like 6 years, and then I got into porn about a year ago. It was just kind of like, why not? It wasn't like some big, I don't know, goal of mine. It was just, like, I am in LA, and I have friends that do it, and I might as well just get into it. And so yeah, I signed. It's pretty easy to get into if you're, I mean, I guess if you have like a very specific look, it's easy to get into, unfortunately. But yeah, like if you want to do porn, you can basically do porn. So I got into it. I do it now. I haven't filmed anything in a month now. And who knows when I'll film again.
Well, but at least they're trying to keep you all, like, trying to keep you all safe. You know, they could just say, you know, go out and have sex with whoever you want to have sex with. And, you know, it couldn't be on a shutdown, you know.
Yeah.
In quotes.
Yeah. I'm sure, I have a feeling we'll probably start back up again next month in May, at least with, like, some shooting. In Vegas especially, because like they're a little less strict than California, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, I feel that, like, just given our current times, it just makes you realize that if you are, like, for both of you actually, even though he's not a performer, but for both of y'all, like, since you're both are independent contractors, yeah, it just puts y'all both in a situation where, you know, you gotta have a, you know, something just in case stuff goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's kind of fucked up too, is I don't know if you saw this, but in like both the federal government and a few states have released kind of a notice that like you, if you are an adult performer, you don't qualify for unemployment. You don't qualify for the small business loans.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. It's just rude. It's like, thanks. Like, that's just really rude that you had to come out and say it like that. Like,
I mean, do y'all, I mean, like,
because it's not like you don't contribute to the economy just as much as everyone else, if not more.
I mean, y'all pay, I mean, like, y'all still got to pay taxes on whatever you get, right? So,
yeah. And yeah. Very impacted. Like, I luckily, I don't have kids. I have a savings account, so I'm fine. But if I didn't have money saved up, I mean, I'm not making a lot on like webcam right now and stuff because everyone's on webcam and no one has money because of the recession. So, like,
well, you got to get a whole bunch. You got a whole bunch of stimulus checks coming through.
Right. And who knows about that? Have you guys gotten yours yet?
I haven't. I might not get one, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, hopefully no one's watching this from the IRS because then they'll be like, she doesn't get one because she's an adult performer.
I mean, like, they can't say, like, you, I mean, because a lot of people got a plan B income, so, and you can get the stimulus if, like, you file, like, if you go on that thingy right now and say, like, I'm a non-filer. Filer?
Yeah, but.
Or you didn't file, like, a certain amount.
Yeah, you can. Most people can get it. I saw that thing about adult performers, and I was just like, that's just... Who was just like, no, not them.
It's, well, you know,
Donald, like, did someone like just think, oh, I can't tell he doesn't like them.
But no, the whole thing is, it's just a big stigma when it comes to people in porn that, like, they don't want them to, you know, prosper. Even if the person just strips, whatever, they have an issue with it, and they say all this bad stuff about it. But then we all know at some point in everybody's lives, they have sit back and watched a porno. You know, yeah. even if they're not doing the that or whatever, they've sat back and done it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's basically, I think this whole crisis is just highlighting how fucked up this country is, because so many other countries are kind of like dealing with this on a better level as far as like taking care of their citizens. And the fact that my industry is getting discrimination, that's just one piece of the puzzle. Like the fact that everybody is kind of fucked right now. Everyone that's not super rich or has like a really stable job. True. But yeah, a lot of us are struggling. By the way, what is it? CJ, CW, CC?
CW.
CW, CW.
Got it. CC Fitness is
CC Fitness.
Is a gym.
Yeah, it's I picked up a virtual client today. That's the first one. It's crazy. It's weird. As this goes longer, I'm like, ugh. I'm more actually worried a little bit about my the owners of this building, like, because if half the people aren't paying rent, I'm lucky enough to still be able to afford my rent for the next few months. But if, like, I don't know what's going to happen with all of us if half the people in the like little strip stop paying rent, and then they were just refinancing and stuff. So I don't know.
I think that's.
But hey, I've been broker and more isolated, so
yeah.
I think I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really bad for like especially for like just like people in general, and people still got to pay their bills some way or another. So
yeah, I haven't gotten any note. Well, I mean, electricity. When I went to pay my electricity, they were like, "Oh, people don't have to pay. We're not going to charge late fees or whatever." But we're not going to cut anything off. But haven't heard anything from any landlords, or I don't know anybody who's like, only landlords I've seen that's been like, "Oh yeah, you don't have to pay rent," are the ones on TV. So, and I just feel for all these people, like when this ends, like, are you really going to have that like $5,000 to hand over to your landlord because you didn't pay rent for like two months?
Yeah, someone got mad at me because I said that somewhere, and I'm like, yeah.
Why did they get mad at you?
Basically, because like personally, I know how much my rent is in my home. Okay, and I said to them, like, was on Facebook, and I said to them, $1,200, whatever it is, it doesn't do much for certain people. And they're I'm like, you know, in California, like a simple bedroom, one bedroom might cost you like
$1,200
by itself,
or the low end
in here. I mean, like, and I pay, well, the rent of my house where I live at now is three times that. So like, if I was by myself, I'm not by myself, but if I'm by myself, whatever, I would be struggling if I didn't have a backup plan or more money that's waiting, you know? Mm-hmm. And people don't have that. People don't understand that. And they were just, they got offended when I said $1,200 doesn't do anything for certain people. And God forbid.
Where were they?
Huh?
I mean, where were they? Like, what part of the United States were they in? Because, you know, in Indiana, that's 3 months rent on a one bedroom.
Yeah. That's what I said. If you live in Indiana, it's something. But, like, if you live elsewhere, it's like, you know.
That's rent here for 1 month. And this is pretty. I got this deal. This is the best deal.
I don't know anybody other than, I mean, I guess maybe you, but even my like friends who make less money than me, who are like struggling a little bit, they pay more than $1,200 a month. Like I hardly know anyone that has that low of rent.
Oh no.
Yeah, I only know one person.
Yeah.
I don't. A
lady down the street. Like,
my the rent here I said is $4,500 a month where I live. So, like, when I split it with one other person, so it's a lot to stay here by itself. Whatever. That's what I mean. It's like, in terms of, if I'm still working, I have my day job, whatever, and I'm still working, and people can't say that, you know, and it sucks. And that's why a lot of the, like, whenever I go on Twitch, whatever, I'm doing charity streams to help those people, you know?
That's really good.
So. That's good.
Yeah, and it's sad, though, because it shouldn't fall. It's great that people are willing to help out, but it shouldn't fall on individual people. It shouldn't be like, oh, well, you are, like, middle class, so you have to help out the poorer people right now. Like, the government should be doing that.
I agree.
Yeah.
At least, in my opinion, but... What do I know? I'm just a porn star. And people will remind me, anytime I say anything political on Twitter, people are like, why are you talking about politics? You're a porn star. It's like, well, because I have a brain, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's one thing that gets me, too, because they always feel that because you do porn, and CW spoke about it before, like, they just assume that y'all are all, you know, brain dead. People who just get up and just have sex all day and have sex with anybody who messaged you on Twitter. Like, hey, here's my dick. Can you have sex with me? Yeah, sure. And
just tell me when.
And that's just the sad reality that we live in.
It is kind of like that. It's kind of like people associate like a lack of intelligence with almost anything like physical. If you're doing anything like physical or hands-on, it's like, well, you can't be smart because, well, you wouldn't be touching things.
Yeah, you would be sitting at a desk.
Yes.
Numbers.
It's like, yeah. So, to get off of that,
let's talk some more about your music.
Yes, yeah, so let's talk about your music. Let's talk about the vocal talent of Petra Blair, you know.
All right, what do you want to know?
I mean, so how long you
when did you start making music?
Yeah.
So I started singing when I was little. I actually used to sing at church. Like I used to sing at weddings and like, I don't know, like typical small towny kind of things. And then I did like musicals and stuff. I went to school for theater, so I did voice lessons and all that whole life for a while. So I actually graduated in 2015. I graduated from college. And I don't know, I just like halfway through college, I just kind of was like over it. Cause like, I don't know, Broadway is kind of like, no offense to anyone that does that, but it's just very repetitive to me, the like theater, musical theater world. And I didn't really, I never thought about doing my own music until I was out of school and I was like stripping and I was teaching yoga too for a while and I was traveling a lot. And then I started like meeting people that made their own music and started working with them and started like teaching myself production. But yeah, it's like, I've kind of been like in and out of it my whole life. Just like as I see fit. I think I just don't, one thing that doesn't mesh with me is I don't like the ego, which is ironic because everything I do is like performance mostly, but I have a really hard time dealing with personalities in like entertainment industries, like both adult and non-adult, because people can get so like, me, 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 I'm so important, and like people are kind of crazy a lot of the time. So, so like I kind of just like to do my own thing, make my shit, have my space, and let everyone else do their thing too.
What's up? I can see what you mean, because
yeah, a lot of certain
people are weird.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of like just mindless self-obsession, which I always just feel like if I'm doing something, there has to be like some higher purpose to it, even if it's just like making people feel better, making someone happy. If I feel like I'm just like taking a picture or posting just to like, look how pretty I am, look how cool I am, it doesn't do anything.
It has no substance.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that. That's what I got. Like, if y'all listen to this podcast right now, I want you all to like pause it right here for a second. And go to Spotify and just look up her name. It's just as her name. And just listen to the first two songs, whatever. And you'll see
You said this is her name and then you didn't say anything.
No. I mean what I'm saying is it's the same. Her is Petra Blair. It's not something like different than the name she uses on stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is another thing. I've actually gotten a lot of heat. So one thing I've tried to do my whole career is like keep it consistent. Like mm-hmm. I've changed my name a few times throughout my career, but I've had this name for a little over a year now, and I don't plan on changing it again because I'm over it. But I've gotten a lot of heat from like people in different industries. Like, you shouldn't mesh your adult stuff with your like mainstream stuff because, you know, mm-hmm. judgment, whatever. But I think it's really hard to separate because people will find out anyway, and I don't see why that's necessary.
Yes and no, but that's your point.
I understand why people see it as necessary, and I know that it would probably help me professionally if I really wanted to be like a mainstream musician or a mainstream actor, but that's kind of the point, is like I want people to see that you can do one thing and you can also do another thing, because I think it kind of like does something to people's brains when they see, oh, you do porn, but you actually sing really well too. Like, it's almost shocking to people, and I think that's important, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, people just have, like, just we have the first thing we said, like, they have this stigma against people who, you know, are on camera doing anything sexual.
Yeah.
It's just like, God forbid that you do something and you entertain people, even if it's against somebody's ideology, you know? And it's entertaining people, whatever. It's not like you're out here hurting each, like, somebody. And y'all get tested every 2 weeks, so it's not like y'all are, like, running around infecting everybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the only real danger about our industry is the stigma and the isolation. Like, that's the only... If people would just accept what we do and treat us like normal people, there would be no real risk in our industry. The only risk comes from outside, in my opinion.
They don't want y'all to be happy to be happy.
Oh yeah, absolutely, heaven forbid. And it's like, it's almost like a trade-off. Like, there's this kind of, I think our society is very inherently patriarchal, male dominant, and if you're a woman that is trying to be free of that, that's trying to just do her own thing, you don't need a man, you can make your own money. And you can also make more than a man, because this is one of the only industries, modeling and sex work are the only industries where women regularly make more than men. So it's like, they want to put a cap on it. They want to, like, the powers that are above us, of course, want to kind of say, no, if you're going to do that, well, you have to pay the price. You're going to have to live this life of, like, seclusion and, like...
But they always try to make it seem that, like, the only reason you're doing this...
That's true.
...or making this... It's because of your looks. And if you didn't have that, you wouldn't make anything. And that's the only reason you're making more than a male.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, like, what point they're trying to make, but I believe that that understanding comes from the stupidity that some of these people have.
Yeah, and it's almost like people can't integrate the sexual and the non-sexual, the sacred and the profane. It's like, either you're one or the other, you can't be both. And even people fragment that even in their own lives. It's like, people will have this like relationship with someone, and then in the bedroom, like, all the lights are off, and we just go to this other place where we become animals for a few minutes, and then we're back to normal. It's like this fragment of people's brains. And like, they can't integrate that, like, oh, you can be a totally normal, smart, healthy person and also be a freak. That somehow those two things can't exist together.
You can't be a freak, you can't be a freak and entertain, like, and sing to people. We don't understand that. That doesn't happen.
No, just, it absolutely can't. Yeah, and sex is everything. I strongly believe that sex is inscribed into everything that we do. So,
it's like
a general principle, but...
I mean,
it's interesting. It's like, you can suggest all day, but if you actually engage in this, you can act like a porn star for your whole album, but if you're actually a porn star, no good.
That is such a good point, too. Like, if you watch one of Cardi B's music videos I saw recently was like all the people were naked dancing. They just had like, you know, whatever censored or coverings so that you couldn't see their nipples, but they were naked. And I was like, how is this not porn?
I mean, like, well, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, because it's music. It doesn't make any sense, actually.
I mean, but speaking of like some artists, though, some of them were straight up were strippers before they got into the world anyway. So
yeah,
in some ways, like you can like you know get by it without you know it being an issue. That makes sense.
Yeah, but like it seems like there's this, you know, there's been this always fascination, I feel like, with stripper culture. I guess this mainstream media called, I don't know, but not with actual like sex work, because like, I mean, if you, they're sex workers, but not like people are like, well, you're not, you know, you're dancing. And it's not actual sex, and nobody wants to, I don't know, nobody wants to, especially here, Pentacle, so it's like nobody wants to accept that people have sex. I don't know how people get here, but nobody wants to.
Yeah, it's like the typical taboo.
Myth that like people have sex.
So CW, you cutting out again. But I need to get better signal. But I understand your point.
I get what you're saying, even with the little cutouts. Yeah. Yeah. But there is an obsession. I like that you say the stripper culture thing. That's something a lot of people point out. There's like the pole girls that are like professional pole dancers and they have their pole Instagram, but they're like, I'm not a stripper, just so everyone knows. As if like it's this horrible thing. But it's the same thing. You're doing the exact same thing. You're just, you keep your top on, but you're still like half naked and sexualizing yourself and pole dancing. So the only difference is like kind of the way that you do it.
Yeah, I believe that like there's a lot of videos out there of, you know, the uncut versions of songs like that. And they are just straight up pornography that they have out there.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just wish that there wasn't, it's offensive to sex workers whenever you can have that all over the place, but then like my Instagram gets shut down because I have like a half naked picture and it's suggestive.
I have an issue.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that a lot. And I've posted this
recently because it pissed me off. Like, what's it? The rapper, whatever. He had people on there straight up eating people out. Like having sex, full blown sex. But he didn't, like, I only think he got a warning for doing all that.
On Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. And it's, I will get so many, like, dick pics in my messages, or, like, people will post, like, inappropriate stuff, and I'll report them, and then I'll get, like, oh, sorry, we investigated, and there was nothing wrong with what they did. And I'm like, I posted a picture where I had blurred out my nipples, and you said that wasn't okay.
Yeah. It's just a stigma against sex workers, so, and it's messed up. And it's messed up. Even if like you have a personal account, you're fully clothed all the way through, you post one like somewhat bikini picture, straight up bikini picture, whatever.
Yeah.
Banned.
Flag on play. Boom. Banned.
And it's funny because I watched an interview recently with the CEO of Instagram, and he was saying how, like, you know, a lot of people are spreading coronavirus misinformation, but unfortunately, you know, we try to advocate for free speech, so we can't shut them down. And I'm like, you guys are shutting us down all the time, and we're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, because I know Elena Evans is a big advocate for you all, because it's ridiculous. Like someone posted a picture that just said the rules about coronavirus, And like, it was something that went against what the person in charge of the USA said, and somebody reported it, and it got taken down, whatever. And I think they were suspended for like a little while, whatever. But it was just a picture that just, they literally just said like, how to stay safe. And I'm like,
That's so weird. Oh my God.
And I said, like, is it because, like, it says that in their profile that they are an adult model, that y'all took it, y'all felt the need to say,
wow,
you can't, you don't belong here, you know, Christian values, you know, it's ridiculous. I saw your eyes get big for a second there, but yeah, it's just sad that they feel the need that they need to bombard you all from being, you know, prosperous.
Yeah, it makes it hard. It's hard to have a job where you have to try to make yourself as big as possible and as visible as possible, but also be discreet at the same time, because you don't want to get shut down. You don't want any of your like payment stuff shut down. You don't want your bank account to know. You don't want law enforcement on your tail. Like, you have to like play this game all the time.
The entire bank stuff is crazy to me.
It's crazy to me because I understand to some degree, like, okay, so prostitution is technically illegal, which is fucked up, but it's illegal. So I understand if somebody wants to lock you out of your bank because of that. But if you're a porn star, a stripper, a webcam model, and your bank just says like, hey, sorry, we don't want to do business with you, and shuts down your account, that's just discrimination, because there's no danger in that. You're not doing anything illegal.
I see a big thing. Now, I said it before. I see a big thing between a difference between prostitution and everything else you just said. Mainly because when you are not at a brothel or someplace where it is regulated, like as far as you're in Vegas, whatever, or whatever they have brothels at, and people are actually getting tested, whatever, it's different than just being on the street. On the street, just, you know, having sex, because you can run the risk of passing stuff around because you aren't getting tested. You don't have, you know,
condoms. Like, prostitutes actually have a much lower rate of infection on average than the average person because they take
precautions. But what I'm saying is, it's still more of a risk with them than with the porn performer.
Yeah, you could say that. Technically,
the only thing with that is I can see why they have that issue. But the thing is, if someone's a prostitute, they won't know they're a prostitute.
You mean the banks?
Yeah.
The banks.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure,
yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell. You can't.
But then you can get arrested for prostitution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can tell if you have like an ad online and they do like a photo match, or like they find a way to like link your name with your fake name, like, because most of it's online at this point. Hardly anyone, except for like really, really poor people, work on the streets. So it's a whole different thing.
I never got one, so I don't know how it works. But I've seen them before, you know, just driving down the street. So
you don't watch MSNBC reports, man?
I
personally, they all stuff now.
I don't think
it's all online.
I don't buy prostitutes.
Do they have an MSNBC thing about escorts or something?
Yeah, like, yeah, sex work, sex trafficking,
which is a whole other thing I can't wrap my head around right now. But
they try to say that. They try to combine sex trafficking to porn.
Yeah, sex work. I just can't help. This may sound like, I don't know, weird, but it just seems like, well, okay, obviously all these things are in high demand, right? But it's like, well, we definitely can't. It really feels like we definitely can't let women use their bodies to transcend class.
Oh, no.
Like,
Yeah, I think that's honestly what it is. There's a lot of research pointing to the fact that the sex trafficking movement is not about trafficking at all. It's like anti-sex work. It's just a sex trafficking so that it seems like a good thing and so everyone will vote for it. And just like, oh yes, of course, we don't want sex trafficking, so yes, let's put this bill out there. But really, it's like a freedom of speech thing. Like the whole internet censorship thing got really bad when SESTA-BASTA was passed, and it affected everyone. Like mostly sex workers, but also just like anyone that put like it. Craigslist personals got shut down. Anything where you can like look for sex on the internet is now like super guarded, even if it's like consensual legal sex. So.
Still got Tinder. Yeah, you're right.
No, but Tinder, you gotta Tinder, you have to, you work for it. You don't just say, casual encounters.
By the way, I got my Tinder shut down within like 5 minutes of opening it because I was trying to look for a sugar daddy on there, and I think someone was like, 5 minutes, and I was like, what? I can't get into my Tinder account.
There used to be a sugar daddy website that my friend was on, and she got she actually made the news because of it, and I found it so hilarious because she was also on a reality show, like a reality TV show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow. I mean, that's how she got her. You know, someone she met someone they and she said they never had sex, but she got her full body done because of it. So
good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
So,
see, I mean, the thing is I feel like it really is, what's the issue if everybody's safe, somebody wants to spend their money, and somebody wants to receive that money? It seems like that's commerce. That seems that's like capitalism, how that works.
I have a close friend who's a mental health counselor, and he used to work in, what's it called when people are dying? Not hospice, but like, end of life care kind of thing with people terminally ill. And he said to me, you know, I wish we could like use health insurance to hire escorts to come in here. Cause like these people would love like one last time before they die. Just like compare.
Yeah.
Something.
They actually did a joke on like what you just said on Comedy Central about, hiring people to come in and entertain people like in a hospice. They said they use a hospice for their example, for their last rites, because you know they're about to die anyway, so at least let them go out with, you know, that one last erection.
It's good for you. Like on a physiological level, orgasming and sex are good for you. And if you can't get it elsewhere, or if you don't, and if you don't have game, if you're not attractive, if you just don't have the time and don't feel like going out and trying to find somebody, like, why not?
I mean, you're right.
Right. Why not?
So, I have a question for you. So, via this conversation, I just want to know, like, what is your longevity plan in this whole industry world? Like what is the Petra plan?
Petra
plan. Well, it's a lot better than the plan our government has right now, that's for sure.
Yes.
So I actually want to go back to school. I've applied since, you know, I haven't left the house in a month. I applied to grad school, and I'm hopefully going back in the fall, if not this fall, sometime in the near future, for psychology, and I want to get my master's and be a sex therapist. So I've already been taking classes on sexology and somatic sex, which is like kind of like mindful erotica kind of stuff. So yeah, I want to like help people on a larger scale with sexuality, and definitely I see myself being like an advocate for sex workers' rights and also for like more acceptance of sexuality within society,
because
it's something I'm really passionate about.
Okay, I mean, I'm sorry, phone keep going off. But yeah, like, I forget who we had on before, and they're trying to do something similar. It's because it's something to do, like, that's different, but it's also, like, you know, something that they know stuff about, you know, because, like, you know.
It was Alex Moore.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
I remember.
Well, see, like, that doesn't really count because you was her personal trainer for a while.
That's true.
So you have more hours spent. So
true. Thanks for busting me out.
I mean, you did. It's not like. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Boom, whatever. Whatever, man.
Let him have it, okay? Let him have his money.
Yeah, let me have it. Yeah, shit. He said nope.
You can't. You're trying to squeeze it in here to, like, say, oh, Rawstar forgot something. Let me say this really quick. So I can say, I remember something you don't. Your memory gone away. No.
I'm sorry. Well, you were gonna say something, and then we got distracted.
Yeah,
I forgot what I was about to say.
I think it's something to the degree of it's still in the sex parameter.
It's still in the parameter of what you're doing, whatever. So people will be more likely to say, okay, I can understand, like. Your background, so it's like if you are instructing them on what to do, they'll say, okay, I know that you know about this. If you're telling them to helping them ease their if they have a sex addict, if you can help ease them out of that, they can understand, like, how you have control your sexual appetite, you know, and they'll be more likely to trust you in your knowledge, in your background, especially because you have an education behind it, you know. So you have different avenues people can say, oh, I can trust this person to help guide me to success. Don't give me that look, CW.
What does that look about?
He just gave me a weird look, like he's about to say something that's smart. And I'm like,
No, I have nothing to say.
Okay. I'm sure you look like you have something to say.
He does. That's what I'm saying.
Woo, that took a long. You took a long way around.
So what do you mean by that? Explain.
Because I'm long-winded. That's what he means.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm long-winded, but I have to explain.
It's okay. I understand what you're trying to say. I agree with you. Part of why I chose this line is I kind of decided maybe a year ago that I needed to do something in the sex industry, partially because it's easier because I'm already in it, but also because I just can't imagine doing something that doesn't somehow involve this just because I'm so ingrained in it now. And I don't want to go back to working in an environment where I have to be like, hello, everybody, my name is John, and I work in sales, and, like, you know, all the, like, stupid bullshit. So I was like, what can I do that is something that is aligned with who I am and something that helps people but isn't, like, stuffy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, that's still going to be a longevity thing because, as you said before, you're still a baby in this industry. More or less.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you still get that one that, when is your official 1 year? Or you already hit 1 year?
It's been, February was my official 1 year.
Okay.
And I'm sure I'll still be doing this for a while. I actually just started working with a new management team right before COVID happened. So obviously things are kind of on hold right now because.
Are you starting with a new agency? Who are you with now? You don't mind me asking.
So I'm still with Next Level as my agent, but I have management now, which is a different thing. So agency,
okay.
But I mean, you know, like management is more like, what's your career? What's your future? So they're helping me to kind of like shape my career and get like sponsorships and do some more like mainstream stuff, like commercials and like smaller acting gigs and stuff like that. So, so I see myself continuing to do this kind of work probably until I finish grad school. Makes sense. By the time I can actually practice as a therapist, it'll probably be 4 or 5 years. So yeah, I see myself continuing with this, but yeah, I know, like, I'm 27 and I like what I do, but I know that, like, I'm not going to be happy if I'm 40 years old and I'm still like, hey baby, yeah, you're horny, me too. Like, I just can't do that forever. Like, I need to do something that, like, is a little bit more, like, I don't know, that doesn't make me want to cheat somebody.
You know, I want to say this really quick. Like, we have some guests on here. A lot of them are a lot younger than myself. And I hear the year they graduated, they look me for really old. Because I don't know if you know how old I am. So it's just...
43.
Fuck.
Ouch. Ouch.
43.
Ouch. That hurt. Whoa. I am not in my 40s at all, but ow.
Damn.
33? I have no idea.
Now you know he ain't no 33.
What is it?
I'm 37. 37? But
okay. That wasn't that far.
It was within your range. It was in the 10-year range you listed. There you go.
I apologize. You know, I think
it's wow, really 43.
Right now, I can't really.
You look old. You look old.
I haven't even seen, like, your face today, really. So.
Oh yeah, you're in shadow pretty much. Oh, there you are. Yeah, you look 43.
Yeah. With the shadows, you look very withered and old because you know you're just blending.
The thing is, like, right now I have a full-on beard. Like, it's there, and it's like. Yeah, but I'm not shaving because I'm not going anywhere. Because
what? Hey, message out there, engage in self-care. I mean, I'm talking about myself too, but but it'll make you feel better. I woke up the other day and I was like, man,
dude,
get out of this quarantine. Reach out to your friends, the people you haven't talked to.
I mean, I shower. I washed my hair yesterday. I mean.
No, it's hard. It's hard to have the motivation. I've been doing stuff because I'm on cam almost every day. So I have to, like, kind of try. But yeah, there's definitely like, oh my God, my nails are abominable right now. I don't even want to talk about it. I haven't done my own nails in like 5 years because I've been doing this, and I've now it's been over a month. They are disgusting. I don't even know what to do. Like, I have to find a way to take this polish off. And
because I wish I knew how to dread my own hair. Like, I'm wearing my hat right now because under here.
Oh, you got like an afro under there.
It's an afro. It's like a little afro above, like right. All up in here.
And you really could look that up and just like twist it.
I can't use this hand.
Oh yeah, yeah, with your hand, yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Let me think.
Yeah, because I was talking to.
Do you have access to a small hand drill?
What? I'm not gonna put a drill.
I mean, you could like wrap the dread around the, and then you can
see, like,
until it tightens.
Unless you want
to
call
it. But you have to do it slow. You don't want to rip the hair out.
CW, like if I did that and then I couldn't function anymore, I want you to call my mom and tell her, yes, I'm the one who told him to do this. Like, no. I told him to grow dreads, and then
you just
I told him put a hand drill to his
not like a don't use a drill bit, just use like a screw bit thing, and or just something or order one of those as seen on TV twisty things,
turvy twist.
I'll just
maybe that's it. Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know if that'll work.
All you put on your head.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Twisty things on TV. I'm trying to think. Twister.
It's like
tornadoes.
It's always one of those things that, like, now make these cute twists, and it's like little girls, like, and it's like two strands of hair, and they're like, oh, yeah, look at these beautiful styles. Comes with 40 barrettes.
Hey, Debbie, how much weed have you smoked today?
Not much.
Okay, like even saying you took a puff today, that explains everything.
Whatever. I talk like this when I'm not high.
I like California, it's great.
Okay, I'm just pointing that out. You're under the influence of a narcotic.
I just watch a lot of TV. Like a lot of TV.
I mean, there's nothing else to do right now. I mean, at least you got a gym.
I've been working out a lot. I'm playing Yakuza Zero.
That's the one thing I miss the most. I miss going to like Pilates and yoga, and I miss the gym. Cause all I have like my booty bands and that's it. Like I go on walks. I can't do any like jumping or cardio because my neighbors downstairs complain.
Oh, so, shit.
I mean, well, that sucks. I mean, like, but you know, when you got a quarantine, you can't head over to CC Fitness LA.
I know. In North
Hollywood.
Whenever this is over, I definitely want to hit you up because I haven't worked with
you. All right. Okay. I'll be here. I definitely could use the cash.
and you see the whole studio right there, and it's just you and them in there, so it's not like...
Okay, so every day, me and my friends meet up on Zoom, and we do a fitness thing, like, for an hour. Maybe one day I'll hire you to come in and just, like, do a session with us.
Okay,
I'll do it. You just have to do stuff that's, like, no body weight, or no weights and no impact. It would have to be all body weight and, like squats and...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, stuff
that's... Not like, everybody has equipment.
Yeah. Or like I have an apple cider vinegar bottle that I lift weights with.
So that'll work. That'll work.
So I just don't want to like order. I could order dumbbells, but I am just so hesitant to spend money on anything I don't absolutely need right now because I don't know what the world is going to be like.
It's actually funny. If you look at them, they're kind of hard to find right now. Really? They're like a lot of them are sold out. Yeah, I looked down. I was like, I'll grab some weights during this off time. So when people come back, I'll have more weights. And there was nothing. It was like sold out. But a lot of those companies are not essential, so they're not shipping or doing anything.
Yeah. Well, once they see
Walmart them, though,
after quarantine, they'll be like, oh yeah, that was essential.
Just like the WWE.
Oh my god, I can't believe that.
Do you know why? Because it's...
Go ahead, wrestling fan. Go ahead and defend it.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm saying it's wrong. Like, the Linda gave a lot of money to the government, like, the same day it became essential.
Wow.
Like, she got...
Linda McMahon?
Yeah, she gave, like, $2.3 million or something like that.
Then
it became an essential business. We can't function without the WWE because we need entertainment.
That's hilarious.
Vince McMahon became an advocate for financial advice.
Oh yeah, he's the economic advisor to Trump. And
they had to they fired like 25 people yesterday in the WWE. Today and yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And the thing today.
Wait, in the WWE, they fired people, or?
Like 25 people.
Why?
Wrestlers, NXT staff, and trainers.
I mean, it's a traveling show, so they probably are like, we don't need all these people. We just need, like, the main stars.
Well, it was
mid-card
like,
peoples.
People they fire, it will save them about $975,000 a year. So,
oh, that's it?
For a month, something like that. It was.
I really thought some of those guys made more than
a month.
You said a month. Oh, okay. Oh, bullshit.
You save them a lot.
But it's okay, like, a month. They made them. Okay, that's a lot of money.
Although it wouldn't surprise me because Olympic athletes, yeah, that's what it is. Olympic athletes don't make shit.
Yeah, but it's still just a crazy that you hear, like, for example, you've seen someone who was wrestling on the Monday, and then, like, a few days later is when they taped, and then right after they taped, they got fired, and they didn't know what was coming. And you see people who were fired and, like, released were, like, on Twitter, like, didn't see this coming. Well, they're on there crying, like, physically crying. Like,
fuck.
This might be my last matches ever.
That's so fucked up.
And it's like, I do know they're gonna, like, whenever this is over, they might bring a lot of them back. But it's just the fact that, like, you know, they kept a lot of people who aren't headliners per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just have a good relationship
with management.
Like, I don't know if you know about WrestleMania, Petra, but they just had WrestleMania, and they fired the person who was in the main event at WrestleMania this year. And I'm like,
was that wait. Is that the guy with that weird mask?
Oh, see. No, they fired
Did they fire AJ Styles?
They fired the OC, the other two people with him.
Oh.
But the dude with the weird mask, they fired his dad yesterday.
Oh.
His dad's IRS.
Oh, R.R. Shyster?
Yeah, this is that.
IRS.
I'm sorry. It's like.
Now that I say that. I'm just kind of stage name out. I don't feel right saying it anymore.
IRS.
Yeah, when I say it with like what it is. No, man. Wow. That's kind of fucked up name.
What's his name?
Irwin R. Shyster. It's like back in the day, they used to do like all gimmicks.
they all had gimmicks. Like, so, it'd be like, it's this crazy dentist, and he has to wrestle. It's this crazy guy from the bushlands of Africa, and he's wrestling these other guys.
The thing is, I know he's like what Kamala. You just see it. The dentist who ended up being Kane, who is the mayor in Knoxville, Tennessee, right now.
Yeah.
But no, Irwin R. Shyster was a tax man. Papa
Shango.
And he used the name IRS as his name for Irwin R. Shyster. And he, like, when he was in the other company, he went by the name of Moneybags or MC Money or Mike Moneybags. It's like, really? Same gimmick?
That's what he's like. This is what I do. I'm a evil accountant.
I guess it's something. I guess it makes being an accountant a little bit more interesting because it's like the least interesting thing you can do.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
There you go. That was very weird. That's a weird gimmick.
Oh,
I'm a fluff accountant.
I'm about a boring job. I'm like, yeah, at least I'm not a fucking accountant. Like, that's always the thing.
That's true. I'm not just crunching numbers.
And then they're just sitting there in the corner like, oh, that's me.
That's me.
No, I think they're too boring to get offended. I think CPAs are like, they don't even care about being cool because, like, if you follow that career path, you probably don't really care about being interesting or cool. So I don't feel that bad.
Yeah. I have a friend that works in, like, he's like, yeah, they don't really, they're just like, meh.
Me.
I do my job.
Yeah. I remember one time I asked somebody, I think he was an accountant. Yeah, I think he was an accountant. I asked him, we were like on Molly, we were like at a festival, and I asked him like what he would do, if he could do anything in the world, any job. And he was like, huh, you know, I never thought about it. And I was like, what do you mean you never thought about it? Like, never in your life, you never thought about anything but being an accountant ever.
Somebody was like, you're good at math. You should be an accountant. He was like, you know, yes.
That's a good idea.
I'm not going to think. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm not going to think of anything else.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Go accomplished.
His parents are like, you always got to crunch the number, son. That's the only thing. That's the only way out of here. And he's like, I never thought about anything else. I could have sung.
I could have been an orthopedist.
I could have been an artist. But I only known to be an accountant. My father told me there was no other life for me.
Yeah, if that's what you want. I'm sure you're still working right now because we need people to send out.
Yeah, because literally like.
Yeah, that's really, it is just a boring job, but it's probably one of the most stable jobs ever.
I do want to say this. One of the three times that I've been out, one of the times where it was leaving my house because the person who did my taxes finished my taxes and I had to run out and mail all the rest of the paperwork and I had to send my check with it, whatever. And if they didn't do it, I would have still been struggling on trying to finish that off. So, yeah, I kind of needed my...
Shout out to that tax preparer. Yeah, accountant.
Yeah. Huh?
I said, yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah. Shout out to the person making sure that I don't get audited. So, and by the way, CW. She did the oil wrestling. They were in the ring when the wing broke.
When the what?
Ring broke, right?
What? The ring broke? For the oil wrestling?
She did the oil wrestling, and she's probably the last one who's probably going to do it for a while, because the ring broke after y'all match.
Well, and also COVID, but you know.
Well, no. Like we were supposed to, like, because you wrestled in February, right? Mm-hmm. And after the February one, they told me the ring was broke, and they probably won't do another one until June because they have to buy a new ring.
Yeah.
So.
And June, they'll be like, the last one was with, that was with Petra Blair, wasn't it?
If they're open.
Yeah.
If they're ever open. Do it in June. Like, I think.
There's a lot of places going to shut down.
Yeah, and even if things open back up, I don't think it'll be, like, on that level. It'll be like, okay, like, you can have this many people in this building at this time, and everyone has to have coverings, and, like, you have to stay as far as possible. Like,
but, yeah, so, but...
Yeah, that, yes.
We actually hit our mark. Petra.
Oh, man. We're all out of time.
Miss Petra, we definitely have you come back because we only do a certain amount of time. We definitely got to have you back because you are very beautiful, right. Very fun, very awesome. Yeah. If y'all can see what she's wearing right now, it's like, amazing. So make sure you go support her, all of her stuff. Miss Petra Blair, please tell everybody out there who's listening where they can find you, locate you, support you, love you, and all that other fun stuff.
Make love to me. Yeah, but not till COVID's over. So you can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active, at MS Petra, PetraBlair. So it's just Miss Petra Blair. Twitter is Petra Blair XXX. And then if you Google me, you'll find my Spotify, you'll find my music, my website, anything you want to know. And Pornhub, of course. Look me up on Pornhub for sure. Buy my videos. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. Send me money. Whatever you want to do. Or just say hi. You could do that too. But if there's dollar with it, that would be great.
did I tag the wrong name earlier today?
Yes.
I didn't even look at my Twitter, so I don't know.
Maybe,
because
I don't know.
Because you said it's Miss Petra Blair, but I tagged Petra Blair Triple X.
That's on Twitter. On Twitter, it's Petra Blair Triple X.
You said Twitter. Instagram was Miss Petra. Okay. Yeah. I was confused for a second. I'm like, wait a second. I know for certain I tagged Petra Triple X today earlier when I was telling everybody to check out your music. I'm like, was I wrong? Was I incorrect?
Okay. Yes. I see you now. Awesome. Thank you.
But CW, tell everybody where to find you really quick.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. My personal one is Christopher_Willie with an IE, not with a Y _J. All my gym stuff is CC Fitness LA on Instagram, on Twitter, CC Fitness on Facebook. Am I missing something? I don't think so. Oh, CCFitness.com, CCFitnessLA.com, if you want to go to the website. And Rostar?
You can find us at BurrayMisfits.com. That has everything that we do. We're Big Misfits on Twitter and on Facebook. That We're Big Misfits on Instagram. I'm Raw Star, R-A-W-C-A-R-R, on everything you can look for. And again, Miss Petra, we greatly appreciate you coming on. The time went so fast.
Thank you.
I just happened to look down because, like, we're doing, me and CW doing something else at 2, and I'm like, wow, it is 1:40 already. And yeah, so we greatly appreciate you. You are very fun, amazing, beautiful woman, great singer. You know, get an upsell on everybody. You listen to this. And I've been saying this for every porn star I come into contact with. Find out her Cash App and send her $7 for a latte from Starbucks. just think about that with a latte from Starbucks. Just send her $7 for that.
That is random.
I've been saying either a latte or fat or a fat burger sandwich.
I'll probably just use it to buy drugs, let's be real. But
boom.
Or I'll put it towards my school. That's what I'll put it towards. Although it won't make a very big dent, but you know, $7, everything helps. So
everything, yeah.
All right, everybody. Please tune in next week and have a very fantastic day.